This guy has got over 2.8 million Twitter followers, nearly 200 million YouTube plays, over 3 million subscribers. Now a respected musician with his debut EP, number one in 60 countries. This is incredible. Troye Sivan, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? That was an awesome intro.
These stats are incredible. You're 20 years old, and with all that to your name already, like, how does that feel? It must be mind-blowing.
I mean, yeah, it's so crazy because I just, you know, I uploaded my first video when I was like 12. It was just me singing in my bedroom or whatever, and, you know, just never could have expected any of this to happen. And, you know, I've always just, since I was a little tiny baby, been, you know, wanting to be a singer and everything. And so to have it, like, actually be my job by now is pretty, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. So you're in the UK right now. How are you finding that? Do you like the UK?
I love it. I mean, the weather is really, really nice, actually, at the moment, because it's, like, it's warm, but it's still cloudy, because I think if it was sunny in the UK when I came, I think I'd feel a little, like, ripped off.
Yeah, no one expects sun when they come to the UK, do they, let's be honest.
No, yeah, so I think I'm really happy with how it is. I think it's, like, perfect.
Love it. Is there anything you like to do when you're in town? Catch up with friends or do anything?
I eat a lot of Wagamamas. I've had, like, Wagamamas 3 times in the last, like, 2 days.
I can't complain with that. What'd you get? What's your favourite Wagamamas?
Katsu curry.
Me too. That's the only thing I can hack from that place. I'm so fussy, it's unreal.
Yeah, I also get the elderflower, the sparkling elderflower drink, just because, like, I don't think you can get that in Australia, and it's really, really good.
I'll take it next time. I'll try that. Yeah. Right, so you've gone from being a huge success on YouTube, now crossing over to the music industry. How have you found that? Have your fans been supportive of you?
Yeah, they've been so supportive. I mean, like I said, for me, it kind of all started with music, and so we've kind of come full circle and ended up back here is really, really, really cool. And, you know, songwriting and, you know, between, like, the songwriting and working on the visuals and the, you know, the music videos and you know, just, like, getting every single detail perfect, it's such a crazy journey to kind of get to this point now where I can finally release it out to the world and have everyone hear it. But yeah, I mean, the fans are just, like, so insanely supportive and excited and engaged, and I just feel like I've been teasing them for way too long, so it's time now to get the music
get out. So Troye, let's talk new music. Wild, the mini album, follow up from TRXYE. How does it feel that a little under 18 months ago you were waiting nervously for the release of your first EP, now this mini album's coming out?
It feels really different this time, I gotta say. Like, I just feel like it feels I feel a lot more kind of ready. I feel like the songs, you know, the journey that I've been on as a songwriter from TRXYE till now has been, like, so crazy and so rewarding for me. And I really, really, really adore all of these songs. And yeah, I just can't wait to kind of get them out, to, you know, to think where I was even, you know, a year ago as an artist to now. It's just like, it's crazy. I can't wait to kind of, you know, show people that growth, and I just really hope they like the new stuff.
Sure. Do you think you've changed as a person since your first release?
I hope not too much. I mean, I think I'm like,
like, music wise though.
Yeah,
like,
no, for sure, music wise I understand, you know, my own sound and myself so much more now than I did back then. And, like, you know, I feel like I've matured a lot and the sound is so much more mature. But you know, I'd like to think that I'm also still, like, the same person.
Yeah, sure. So getting back in the studio then, for kind of working on this brand new mini album, did you kind of take any time off, or did you kind of get straight back into it?
Well, I actually didn't really have a break. I you know, songwriting for me is, like, something that I feel like I'm constantly learning so much about, you know. And so I got to TRXYE, we released it, and I was like, okay, well, I don't really want to stop right now. I just sort of felt like I was getting into my groove, so I went straight back into the studio and started working. So some of these songs have, you know, been written for a year now, and yeah, I just kind of wrote all throughout the year and really, you know, took my time. I wanted to make sure that it was really right. I think, you know, there was some pressure to release something really soon after the EP because of sort of, you know, what it did, but we just completely, like, pushed back on that, and I was like, you know what, when the music is ready and the time is right, then we'll go. And I think it's ready, and I think the time's right, so we're going. It's happening.
So I guess with it, your job doing both YouTube and music, you get to travel the world a lot. Did you get to go to many cool places when you were writing all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the music was mostly written in Sydney and LA, but, like, I've been to so many insane places over the last year, just, you know, doing other life things. You know, I've been to, like, I don't know, loads of crazy places, but the UK is definitely, like, my favourite place to come, I think. I've always loved London so much. So yeah, it's dope here.
So look, I just tweeted on At The Hits Official, the hashtag Troy on the Hits, asking for your fan questions. It's fair to say everybody loves you, Troy.
Aw, well, I love them too. So.
Kaylee on Twitter.
Yep.
Did you ever think you'd be this successful in music?
I hoped so badly. Like, I really, really have wanted this since I was like 2. But whether or not I actually thought it would happen is another story. Yeah.
Jess, any big future plans?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got all this music coming out. So I've got Wild coming out now, and then there's a bunch more music coming out before the end of the year, and touring is definitely on my mind. So I got to come see all you guys in person, and yeah, loads of stuff in the pipeline.
One from me, touring-wise, when can we expect you in the UK?
I'm hoping before the end of the year. I would really like that. If I could play some UK shows before the end of the year, that would be dope.
Tom said you've done acting, YouTube, now music. Is there anything else you haven't done but you still want to do?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think what I like to do. I would love to try get good at baking, I think. I'd also like to write, like, you know, not songs, write, just, you know, have a go at that. But yeah, I'd like to bake and write. Those would be cool things to do.
Have you seen the TV show Great British Bake Off while you're in town?
I haven't yet.
Like, everyone goes nuts for it on Twitter. Mary Berry, she is like the queen of baking. You need to get onto that, mate, trust me.
Okay, cool.
Hayley, if you could collab with any other artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
I would love to write like an acoustic sad song with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be like, yeah, dream come true.
Love it. All right, Troy, new single, Wild, obviously taken from your brand new mini album, Wild.
Yep.
Tell me about the new single.
So this is actually the last song that I wrote for this whole project, and I am obsessed with it. I think it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It's kind of about that first night where you're walking home from a club with someone, and maybe you're a tiny bit tipsy and you've just met them that night. And it's like kind of that infatuation stage where you're just, you're like, wow, I think I may really, really like this person, and they're driving you a little bit crazy. Yeah.